Weyburn. The Weyburn Police Service received 58 calls for service during the week of December 19 to Christmas Day, resulting in 14 charges under the Traffic Safety Act, one alcohol and gaming violation, and one charge laid under the Criminal Code. While calls for service for the week were down, officers were kept busy attending calls in the lead-up to the Christmas holiday. Christmas Day was busy for the Weyburn Police Service. Corporal Riley Dowd's D Platoon cooked a large meal and delivered a special Christmas supper to those in need around Weyburn. All recipients of the special Christmas meal were pleased and thankful. The evening proved very busy with officers assisting the Weyburn Fire Department on the city outskirts, as well as assisting medical staff with an assaultive patient, who fought medical staff and officers. The patient was restrained and transported from one medical facility to another for continuing medical care. Later in the evening, police were dispatched to assist EMS staff with a non-fatal overdose at a residence in central Weyburn. WPS then received a call from a motorist that had gotten their vehicle stuck in the snow on Coteau Avenue. Officers attended and noted signs of impairment from the driver. The driver failed a standard field sobriety test, was subject to a blood demand for an impaired driving by drug investigation. The driver's vehicle was impounded, and their license suspended. The Weyburn and Estevan Police Services are requesting the public's assistance in locating 25-year-old Richard Morin. Morin has been living in Estevan but also has ties to Weyburn. Morin was seen by a roommate in Estevan on December 15, and then last seen in Weyburn on December 17 and 18. Morin is approximately 5 feet 7 inches tall and is around 160 pounds. It is unknown what he was last wearing when he was last seen. There is no evidence to suggest Morin has come to harm, but is higher risk due to the length of time since someone has had contact. Anyone who knows the whereabouts of Richard Morin or sees a person matching this description is asked to call the Weyburn Police Service 306-848-3250 or the Estevan Police Service 306-634-4767. Callers could also contact Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS-8477. A photo of Morin is available on the Weyburn Police Service's Facebook page. With recent heavy snowfall and high wind, snow removal can be an issue. The police service received several complaints regarding residents pushing snow onto city streets as well as residents operating ATVs within city limits. The Weyburn Police Service would like to remind residents that pushing snow from personal property onto city limits is prohibited, along with ATV use inside city limits. The heavy snowfall and poor road conditions led to police attending several motor vehicle accidents in the city throughout the week. Officers responded to a report of an unwanted person attempting to gain access to a residential home in the south end of the city on December 22. The caller reported the unwanted person banging on doors and windows to gain entry. Police attended quickly but were unable to locate the suspect upon their arrival. Upon further investigation, it was learned the resident of the home had outstanding warrants. The resident was arrested on the outstanding warrants and released with a court date in January. Police observed an SUV driving at a speed greater than the posted limit on December 23 at approximately 8 p.m. when attempting to initiate a traffic stop. The driver of the SUV took flight from police. The vehicle was already driving at elevated speeds in a residential area and in extremely poor road conditions. To reduce risk to the public, the officer did not pursue the motorist. Officers observed the vehicle traveling between 100 and 120 kilometers per hour on Douglas Road crossing 16th Street, disregarding traffic control devices. To officers' amazement, the vehicle did not crash and is not believed to have created any property damage. A brief time later, officers were flagged down by a concerned citizen reporting the same SUV driving dangerously in another area of the city. Later in the evening, officers located the suspect vehicle on the 700 block of Windsor Street. Open liquor was found inside the vehicle, and a male from the vehicle was arrested and charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle under the Criminal Code and under the Alcohol and Gaming Regulations Act. The male's driver's license was suspended, and the vehicle impounded. On December 24, WPS received a report of a hit and run to a business causing property damage. Through investigation, officers were able to identify the vehicle and the driver of the vehicle. A summons was served on the driver of the offending vehicle as well as an inspection notice for vehicle equipment standards. In the later evening hours, Ficers observed a vehicle driving erratically. The vehicle was stopped and the driver was subject to a breath demand. The driver was found to have elevated levels of alcohol in their body, but not enough to proceed criminally. The vehicle was impounded and the driver received a 3-day license suspension. Anyone with information regarding one of these matters, or any other matter of a criminal nature, is encouraged to contact the Weyburn Police Service at 306-848-3250, the local RCMP detachment at 310-RCMP-7267, or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS-8477.